You hear it now? Okay. All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. This is a big night since the budget is involved in this one. Okay, roll call. We're missing Dan and Charles. Charles what?
Charles.
He would not be here. Anybody hear from Dan? Nothing from Dan? Okay, do I hear a motion to excuse Charles tonight?
Make that motion.
Second.
Gina first, Ken Johnson second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, I need a motion from the council on Dan.
I'll make that motion.
To excuse him?
To excuse him.
Okay.
Second.
Eugene first, Mark Snyder seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. We'll excuse both council members. Next on the agenda is citizen input. If you would like to address the council as a whole, please raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. Come to the mic. Give us your name and address. We'll allow you up to 5 minutes. Okay, since there's no citizen input tonight, do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Make that motion.
Okay, Mark Snyder first. Gina second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Consent agenda. Do I hear a motion for the consent agenda?
I so move.
Okay, Ken Kaler first.
Second.
Okay, Eugene second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes also. Okay, next is current business. 4.1. Approval. Come on, let's go. Gotta get there real quick. Public hearing on the 2014 budget. Okay, please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:03 p.m. and is being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's 2014 budget. This public hearing is required by state law. 2014 budget has been developed, and I will now ask the finance officer to present a report. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. As you know, we've been heavy into the budget season for the last 2 months or so. And tonight, our goal is to pass the budget finally. It will be a good way to end the year. We have, over the last couple of weeks, we've had, as we focus on the budget, we've had a lot of input from members of the council, from the mayor, from department heads, and we've taken all of these different considerations, and we've built this budget that encapsulates the needs of the city and the abilities of the city also. And tonight I've taken all of that input and I've compiled it into one single budget document for you to review. It's attached here. And that's all I have.
Okay. I will now ask for public testimony, questions, or objections to be heard from the citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I'll allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Go ahead, Sean.
Sean Logan, 1005 East Hamlin in Othello. I just have a clarification question to the council and staff and mayor. On the water utility, I apologize because I wasn't at the meeting to get the detail that you guys invited me to in the basement of the 14th Avenue, and that's probably where it was discussed, and so I'm trying to play catch up. So what I'm concerned about specifically is the Water Utility Reserve Fund. You have expenditure requests of $2.6 million. And then in the Water Utility Fund, you have expenditure requests of almost $4.8 million. And I'm just trying to understand, what projects do you have going and what is it planned during the budget for 2014 that's going to total $7.3 million?
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, and then the other $2 million is just a bit of various items, is that correct? Yeah, okay. All right. That was all really all I had, so thank you.
Okay, Sean, good questions. Anybody else in the audience? It's your chance. Okay, I will then close that part, and Spencer, you already addressed the public comments. Now I ask the council members if they have any questions or comments. Ken, didn't you have something?
Well, I don't know whether to bring it up now. Is it a good time now, Spencer, or you want to wait until the other portion of it? I need to have that up on the board, that list of what we've got for it. It's actually in the ordinance portion.
You think you're right. Let's move it to the next.
I think it should be in the next section.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We'll wait till the next item.
I think so.
Anything else from council? Nope. Okay. And I will close that. Then I will come on. Go down. I will now close the public hearing at 7:08 p.m. All right, 4.2, ordinance to adopt the 2014 city budget. All right, let's get that up here. Spencer, you want to address that a little bit, since I know Ken's going to have some questions for you.
Thank you very much. So here we are. I've prepared the official ordinance that has all of the 2014 budget information in it. This is the attached document here. There was something that it's worth mentioning. Last year, our total operating budget was about $3 million less than the $18.6 million that you see here tonight. And the previous question that was just asked is the main reason for this difference. We have a well-known project that's nearly $3 million that we budgeted into this year. So we have the $2.7 million that we've budgeted as an expense out of the Water Reserve Fund, and then it's also budgeted as an expense out of the Water Fund itself. So that's the increase here that you'll see. With that, this is the budget that includes the recommendation of council, the committee meetings, the staff, and the mayor. If there are any questions?
Questions from the council?
Yeah, well, I've got a couple. You'll need to bring another chart up there, Spencer.
This is the one.
I think the other one, there should be another one in there. Yeah, let's go to that one first. look at that originally when we went through the, when the tourism committee went through this, there was only $34,000 to spend. So we took that and distributed it among the organizations, and that pretty well washed that out. But then we come up with this idea of this movie, or whatever, this film, which is fine. I think it's a great idea, and I think it should be pushed very hard. But the whole problem is, we took that whole 20 grand, I think it was 19,800, and we took that all out of that tourism fund. And where you took it from, you took it out of the reserve. Supposedly, there's supposed to be a $40,000 reserve fund in there. But when you take this 20,000 out, you've dropped that to $20,000. We've got the Fiesta Amistad that didn't, we didn't think they come up to the numbers, so we put them on hold for a little later till they can prove what they need to do, which is another 4,000 or so, which is gonna have to come out of the reserve. So that puts you down, if we accept that and went ahead and did that, that puts you down to $15,000. And I think that's too much to take out of one fund like that, because what'll happen is, it'll take you a whole year to get your $40,000 back. Therefore, you're gonna wipe out everybody for the following year. And it'll run about 60%. We're already 30% down this year, and that'll run another 60%. These guys are gonna be very irate when you start talking with the chamber, the San Diego Crane Festival, and some of the others, the fair, the rodeo. They're all gonna be down here on your neck and say, hey, where's our money at? I think it's a great idea, but I don't think all that money should come out of that tourism fund. Maybe $5,000 of it come out of the reserve, and the rest of it we're gonna have to find out of the general fund or somewhere else. I think we can partner with probably ACDC. Chamber ought to kick in a little money in that. The Port District ought to kick in a little money. And I think we ought to look at that before just yanking that money out of that reserve fund. That's my feeling on that, on that one proportion there.
Well, I guess my question is have we been working on that at all, trying to get the Port District, the Chamber, these other businesses and stuff to pitch into that, or?
No, we have not done anything yet. We got a lot of time yet. So we've just met with them Wednesday, last week. So it's our first meeting with them.
Where?
With the outfit that's going to be doing the film, if for sure that's what we're doing, so.
We have another phone call tomorrow to discuss the contract. So see if we need your money for sure. There's an idea to sound like.
Because, like, my idea behind this was just like Ken was talking about, was having these other entities pitching into that, and that money would go back into there. And that was just kind of a placeholder, but if they don't, then yes, it does come out of there.
Solution, Spencer?
Sir? Well, there are a couple different options. So this is the 19,800 right here. This you can't see all the way over off the screen, but this is for the what's it called? The Cities of Distinction film 5-minute clip. What we can do, we can move this from 19,800 to 5,000 with the understanding that we're gonna go out into the community and visit with some of these other organizations that would also benefit from this, and get assistance from them later on in the year, and then revisit this once we have help with that funding, and then we can have a budget amendment to include the additional $15,000 of revenue, for example, and then the additional $15,000 in expense to bring this up to the 19,800 from the 5,000.
How would the council like it?
Well, I kind of look at it like if we take it out of here, that's one of the things we can use this money for. If we have an emergency come up and we got to take money out of the general budget, and we need
$215,000, and we only got $200,000 in there, where are we going to get the other $15,000? We can't take it out of here because that's for tourism. So if you have an emergency, you got money in there that we can't use, but we took it out of the general budget. This isn't an emergency thing here. We already drew down our general budget way down from what it's always been.
Yeah, our general budget, we do have a minimum reserve set on that by council ordinance of $500,000, and estimated ending balance is only going to be $17,000 after the budget passed tonight.
Over the 500.
Over the 500. I know the tourism fund, we do not have a ordinance that I know of on the 40,000. It was just council suggestion many years ago by council member, I remember Leonard Lyons at that time, suggested that we maintain a $40,000 balance in that, but it was never a ordinance to maintain that $40,000 either.
Right, it was discussion during a council meeting.
How quickly does that regenerate its funds?
About $35,000 to $40,000 a year on the revenue side.
Pretty much just what it generates every year is what we've dispersed out every year.
I think I would be more in favor of seeing you put the $5,000 in there and then working with our community, and then we can always come back and add a little bit to that.
I don't want it to harm our local tourism that we help the city out. I'm on the fence about the video thing anyway, but
thing is, you look at it another way, to get that $20,000 back, you got to create $1 million worth of tourism. You got to get that much money into your motels and hotels, which we don't have, but into that fund to create that $20,000. I know it's been said, this is not just for a one-year deal, it's over a period of time, but that whole fund is over a period of time. And if you start robbing it before you even have that reserve, because you actually need that reserve to pay these people in these organizations as that money's created. If you draw this down like this and say you've got something that comes up in April, like the Sand Hill Crane Festival, you've got some of these other things that come up, and you haven't got that money back in yet, what are you going to pay them out of? Unless you have that reserve that you can use to pay, you don't have that money coming in yet. A lot of that money you won't get till toward the end of the year, and that's when. And you've already spent a lot of this, or these organizations have, and they've asked for pay requests. If you don't have that money, it's going to have to come from someplace. And that's part of the reason why that reserve was in there, is so that you can carry yourself from one year to the next. If you draw it down, you don't have it.
Not only that, but it's not regenerating as fast right now at this time, because I believe the tourism dollars are down about 30% all over the place.
And I've found that true doing with the Cooley Corridor and whatnot, with dealing with some of the other cities. Ephrata got a letter on them, and they say theirs is down about 30%. So it's not just Othello, it's the whole area. I mean, that's the way the economy is. And we're finding that out with our crunch too, it's the whole economy's that way.
Yeah, so you were just mentioning the dipping down into that 40,000, that cushion at the bottom. To finish out 2013, we're going to be finishing the fund with about $35,000 there. And the reason for that isn't that we've spent more than we said we would. It's because our revenues didn't come in as we projected. Those were coming in short, as they are all over. So I guess just to illustrate the point that you were just making, we had to go into the $40,000 by $5,000 this year. If you want, we can move that 19,800 to 5,000, and I put it on record that that's what we're doing, and we'll add the other 15,000 back into the ending fund balance.
Yes?
What good does the 5,000 do, though?
If these other people don't pitch in, and we have to cover it anyway, we're in the same spot then as we are now, correct? Am I understanding it?
Yes, yes.
So that doesn't, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, so at that point, the council would need to make a decision. Is this something that we want to do?
We could say, no, we're not going to do it.
Do the video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, that doesn't make sense to prolong the agony of, you know, to me anyway.
The video is not necessarily a done deal yet, correct?
No.
It was not a contract.
And you're right on the night, the $40,000, as on council, we passed that, or didn't pass it, but talked about it. We designed that fund because if there ever, like it's happening right now, the 30% down, to give these organizations the opportunity to adjust their own budgets so that the council could help them through for a year, and then after that, the whole thing was going to start shrinking according to what's happening. So, you know, that's why we designed that $40,000 limit, was what's starting to happen right now. We're starting to dip into it. So we need to make sure we let all these organizations know in the future, I don't know, by letter or whatever, that what they're requesting may be reduced, you know, in the future.
Yeah, the minutes from that meeting, I think it was about 7 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. The minutes from that meeting just talked about the $40,000 as something that would be there for council in the event that something came up halfway through the year, and you wanted to.
We've used it before with the old hotel.
Yeah.
I believe they've asked for some $7,000 one year and extra a couple
others.
It gives
you the ability.
So 5,000? Are we leaving it alone?
If we're just going to put it at 5,000, we might as well just take it out. It's not going to. 5,000 won't.
Just bring it back when we.
I'd like to see what other contributions that we're going to get to help on it first before we put anything in there, and then go from there and make a decision on if we're going to use part of that money or not. That way our vested interests are taken care of.
I think you can still go ahead and put this five and put it in that holding pattern, and then at least you've got that much of it, and then go out to these others and see what you got, and then you can adjust it afterwards. You know, it's not a done deal. I mean, until you go out and find out from the other organizations or whatever to make it happen.
The only thing I can figure out might be a little bit of problem. We'll find out tomorrow. So I don't know how quickly they want something taken care of. And I know we have 2 weeks right now because we didn't have a council meeting for 2 weeks, so as far as the voting council meeting, so I guess we'll find out more tomorrow.
Yeah, I think in my perspective, we still have to see as far as dealing with those folks go because we haven't signed anything. We're just still, still in council discussions, and we'll get back to them and figure it out.
There's no commitment. So
leave the 19,800 in there, and if we decide not to do it, you don't have to spend it either. Just because we leave it in doesn't mean we're going to spend it.
Do I have a motion some way?
It's ultimately going to be a council decision no matter which way we go. So it'll be back in front of this council no matter what. So.
Do I have a motion?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we have a motion on the budget and leave that section out completely until we make a decision, come back to the next meeting and amend the budget for this, whatever you got, if we can get it done that length of time.
Spencer, that kind of project doesn't have to necessarily come out of this, correct?
This project? No, it doesn't necessarily have to come out of this.
what other funds do we have that we can use?
Well, there's the general fund. There we have, we've set reserves aside for some other, projects. We can't use real estate excise taxes, and I'm just thinking about the utility tax fund.
I don't meet the
criteria of that. I don't think it can be taken out.
I know you're guessing off the top of your head, but, so there's a couple other funds we could draw from.
There's some.
So do I have a motion or anything? Feeling from the.
I don't know how to word it. I mean.
Well, if you want to leave it alone, you'd say, I make a motion to adopt the 2014 budget as presented. If you'd like to change it, then make a motion to adopt the 2014 budget with only 5,000, you know, however you want to do it in that section.
And I'm kind of in favor of leaving it the way it is, because ultimately the decision's going to come back to this council again. And if we can't get other community and support, we can nick it at that time. And then we're not using up that money in the budget. But right now, if it is in the budget at the beginning of the year and we do get good community support, it's already in the budget for us to go ahead and use it. And the income that we get will be added back in there.
I don't think so, because you, once you do that, then you got to go through all of this again, and you got to, once somebody sees this, they're going to say, hey, where's all our money at? And I don't think you want to bring it up that way. I just don't think you want to open up that can of worms, you know, say. I'm fine with the rest of the budget. I don't have a problem with that. But I would say put the five in now and take a look at it, see what you can get in reserve, and then if we can come up with some other funding, why, go for it. Pick up the other 14,000 and let it happen.
I move to adopt the 2014 budget as presented.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 So we have two. Raise your hands who said aye, because I'm not sure. Okay, then that did not pass, okay?
I move that we accept the budget, change the 54,000 to. I'll see, how do we do that?
Change
the
19.8 to 5,000.
Yeah, okay, let's take the 19.8 out, add 5,000 to that.
In that place.
Mm-hmm. Right, and accept budget as that. I don't know how you write that, but Debbie, can you do it?
Sure, I'll get it done.
I'll second that.
You know, we have a first.
Yeah.
And we just had a second. So now, is there any discussion?
Yes. You know, I would rather just take it all out at this moment, because no matter what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to come back for a council motion, budget amendment, if we do it. So I'd much rather see it all taken out right at this moment to do it that way, and then go out to the community for the support of it, see how much we could raise, and then come back for our council amendment to the budget at that time, instead of trying to put in a little bit here and there for it right now. I really want to see this project go through, but I'd like to, we could be going back and forth on the budget all the time now, but I'd rather see it done all at one time when we go through the budget with it.
Discussion?
Well,
a way that makes more sense because we probably have to adjust that amount no matter what, because depending on what you get from the community, you'd either have to decrease, you know, you may not use that whole 19.8, but you'd have to decrease it to something.
Where,
so you're still going to have to come back to council, so it...
We're not necessarily getting rid of the project. We're still going to continue to work on the project
and
try to get it
done. It'll just come back in a one-time...
It will come back in a one-time budget amendment or decision when we get down to the final dollar amount of the project.
As opposed to adjusting it now and then
adjusting
it
later.
I agree.
I think so, that you could come up with a 5,000 like what we've already, the motion, that's what we have here. And then add to that in the next meeting or whatever, and that gives Spencer time to check in, see if we can come out of some other funding so we don't deplete this tourism fund. And at least you keep the project alive. You can still work on it and negotiate your price and what's going on as far as when this project's going to be available. And
I think we can keep it alive still, even with not a dollar line figure in this budget right now. We could still keep it alive and keep on working on it. We know how much that it's going to cost us anyway. It's just how much are we willing to spend and how much the other community members are willing to spend is where our bottom dollar line will come. And I think after approaching other members of the community, I think that would be my personal opinion on how to approach it.
So, I don't know if I'm allowed to interject here.
You're our money man too, so
yeah, you're standing up there.
Well, I see two different options that are really surfacing. Either we can move this 19,800 down to 5,000, with the understanding that we're going to look out to other organizations in the community, and once we have those matching dollars, if you want to call them matching dollars, then we can come back to this and we can have a budget amendment to increase the $5,000 to the 19,800, whatever it ends up costing. That's one. Or we can take it out completely, then we'll go out to the members of the community, see what kind of matching funds we can have, and then we'll come back again, and instead of move it from 5,000 to the 19,800, we'd move it from zero to the 19,800. Just with the understanding that we're including those additional revenues that offset it, so that we don't have a $20,000 hit to the bottom line. In that percent.
Any further discussion?
So what happens if they come back and say we need the money tomorrow?
To them?
I don't think we're...
Well, we're going to tell them sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to get that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting saying we're not at that point anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They worked with cities before. They realized that you have councils you go before, and they have to approve the items, so this isn't nothing new to them.
We'll put them off tomorrow. Just
Yeah.
I can do that yet.
Okay, we've got a motion on the table, first by Ken Kaler and seconded by Eugene, making it 5,000 instead of 19,800. So we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Please raise your hand so I can see. Okay, two. Okay, then that fails also. Okay. Do we have another motion?
I move that we pass the budget with the zero in that line, with the understanding that we'll come back to that once we've spoken to the community.
Gina first, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Ken Johnson seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye, please raise your hand. All right. Okay, no opposed. Okay, thank you very much. We made it. All right. Okay, if you got that, Spencer, then we'll strike the 19.8 and leave that as zero. Okay, ordinance to adopt the capital facility plan 2014 to 2019. Spencer, do you have something to say on that one, or
I've prepared the capital facility plan to include everything that we've been discussing. There are no changes to it that have been made since our public hearing and the presentation that was that we made last Monday.
Any questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to adopt the 2014 to 2019 capital facility plan ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
Gina first.
I'll second it.
And Kaler seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes.
We'll try not to argue with that one.
The permit center contract. Wade, I believe you're up on that one.
As you all know, we've had a contract with Daryl the last couple of years or so to do our permitting and other things, and council wanted us to look at reducing that contract, so we had in a negotiation with Daryl and came up with a reduction, you see there, $28,400. Attorney Catherine has looked at the contract, some minor changes to it, wording, and a couple of typos, we think. Well, we can discuss that with Daryl tomorrow, otherwise, contract, she believes is good, we looked at it, and so we recommend approval of the revised contract.
Questions, comments?
This portion is only for the building portion of it.
For the permits.
For the permits only.
Yes.
I review, yes. Do I hear a motion to approve the revised contract with Partners with Government, LLC for plan review and building inspection services?
Make that motion.
Okay, Mark Snyder first. Second. Eugene seconded. Okay. Any discussion?
I just got a quick comment. I think we need to possibly in the future looking at hiring our own person for building planning instead of contracting the service out in the future.
On the contract, I think it's 90 days, I believe is what it was, to end the contract, I believe. Okay.
Probably fix that one point of the
yeah. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, and Johnson has opposed. All right, passes. Okay. Motorola contract, Chief Dennegan.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, good evening. For the record, Steve Dennegan, Chief of Police. The issue before you tonight is a Motorola contract. This is an annual, reoccurring, long-standing contract that we have with Motorola Corporation, which is state sole source for police radio equipment, to do the maintenance of our base stations and some of our car radio issues as well. As you know, we have very sophisticated equipment in the dispatch center. This contract covers that 100%. If we have a problem, they come in, they fix it, and they repair all for this cost. This is not a new contract or a new set of dollars. This is something that we budget for each year, so this has already been built into the budget for 2014. So at that, the staff would recommend that go ahead and accept this contract and allow the mayor to sign for it so that we can enter into it for 2015.
Questions?
I got one question here. I noticed in the budget you got $7,900 in there, but yet according to their contract it's $9,952. Are we going to be able to pick that difference up, or where are we at with that? Are you going to have to add more to your budget, or where are we at?
No, it's the contract amount is correct. If I typed this, so I could have very well made it typo.
Oh, okay.
It is not very much more than it was last year. There was a very insignificant increase in the amount. So I'll verify that before we actually sign the contract.
So the contract is $7,900?
No, I will verify that it's the amount on the contract is the right amount.
Okay. Any other questions?
And if I could add just one comment, Council and Mayor, I'll lodge my ongoing objection to the Section 11 of the contract, which is the, it's the paragraph on indemnity and statute of limitations, and Motorola, every time they propose this contract, they have the same language in there, and that reduces our statute of limitations to a shorter time period than what state law currently allows, and it also caps their exposure for any damages for any potential claim brought under the contract to the amount of the contract, which is $7,900 or $9,000. So as long as you're aware that those are in there, I continue to object to provisions like that because I don't like to see the city and, you know, strapped into something less than what state law currently provides. However, I also recognize that when you're dealing with a company like Motorola, if you want these services, they're probably not very likely to agree to negotiate in terms of their contract. But I do want you to be aware that that is in there. I'm paid to envision the worst case scenario, and I can imagine lots of scenarios where our potential exposure or Motorola's might exceed the amount of the contract.
Is there anybody else, Chief, that does this?
No.
No?
Motorola is sole source state contract. We have Motorola equipment, that's what was purchased, and so we're stuck with Motorola.
Further questions? Do I hear a motion to enter into this contract with Motorola and authorize the mayor to sign it?
I'll make that motion.
Zena first.
I'll second.
Taylor seconded. Y'all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Okay, then that passes. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
The resolution to surplus Vector. Terry.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight we're going to ask Council to surplus our old Vector, our 1996 Vector. We've purchased, through the gracious of the Council, a new Vector for a lot of money and some training, about 16 hours of training on a sophisticated machine. So we're wanting to surplus this, our old Vector, and recoup some money out of it and put some money back in the city's coffers. So we've went out and did some market checking on this Vector. We've talked to some other people. There's been a few towns that have used several methods to surplus these. We propose, I'm proposing five of them and asking council to let me exercise any of the five to get this thing sold. We're going to put a minimum on it. The value of this machine is somewhere between $25,000 and $40,000 is what we're getting for a fair market value on this. Toppenish, I believe, had sold their Vector about similar to this on Craigslist for about $30,000, $35,000. The trade-in value of this against the new machine was about $20,000 from the dealer. So tonight I'm asking Council to allow us to surplus it and then sell it, our 1996 Vector. Does Council have any questions?
Okay, do I hear a motion to allow for the surplus and then sale of the 1996 Vector?
I'll make that motion.
Gina first.
Second.
Mark seconded. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Okay, that passes, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, resolution to accept donations for Shop with a Cop and Spencer.
So the city recently received a $550 donation from Beta Signify for the Shop with a Cop program, and it's the recommendation of staff that council accept this donation.
Any questions? Do I hear a motion then accept the donation? Eugene first.
Second.
Regina seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? And that passes. Thank you, Spencer. Okay. Executive session. Council will now adjourn at 8:47 to go into executive session pursuant RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses G, to discuss the legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or members acting in official capacity is, or is likely to become a partner when public knowledge regarding discussion is likely to result in adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. The executive session is expected to last 10 minutes. No action will be taken during the session. And we do have two of them. Property acquisition will go right after that. I'll come out and let everybody know if you're still here. And it says, the executive session pursuant RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses B, to consider the selection of a site or acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. And this one is expected to last, Terry, how long you want it?
10 minutes?
10 minutes, okay. No action be taken during the executive session. So everybody needs to leave except for Terry and Spencer. And Wade, you could stay.